Today's session sees markets continuing to unwind the geopolitical risk premium that dominated trading in recent weeks, with the U.S.-Iran framework agreement supporting broader risk sentiment, while investors increasingly shift their focus back towards central banks and underlying economic fundamentals. U.S. equity futures are modestly higher following Wall Street's strong rebound, reflecting confidence that a sustained reopening of the Strait of Hormuz could gradually ease energy market pressures, although questions remain around shipping logistics, insurance costs, and the pace of normalization. In FX, the yen remains a notable underperformer despite the Bank of Japan delivering a widely anticipated 25 basis point rate hike to 1%, its highest policy rate since 1995. The muted currency response underscores persistent concerns that incremental tightening alone is insufficient to reverse structural yen weakness, particularly with dollar yen continuing to trade above the psychologically important 160 level, keeping the threat of official intervention firmly in focus. Elsewhere, the Australian dollar has been little changed after the Reserve Bank of Australia left rates unchanged at 4.35%, as expected, with Governor Bullock reiterating that inflation remains too high and refusing to rule out further tightening should price pressures fail to moderate as anticipated. The RBA's messaging suggests policymakers remain firmly in wait-and-see mode rather than pivoting towards easing. The U.S. dollar has, however, made a little comeback today, presumably as reaction to the latest geopolitical headlines fade and on positioning ahead of the Federal Reserve decision tomorrow, where policymakers are widely expected to remain on hold while markets scrutinize updated projections for clues on the timing of extent of any future easing cycle. In commodities, oil prices remain under pressure as markets continue to price out worst-case Middle East supply disruption scenarios, with one major U.S. investment house lowering its Brent forecast amid expectations that Gulf exports normalize sooner than previously assumed. Nevertheless, the path lower for crude is unlikely to be linear, given lingering uncertainty surrounding the practical reopening of Hormuz. Meanwhile, China's latest economic data offered a mixed picture for global growth expectations, with industrial production surprising to the upside, but retail sales contracting for the first time since the pandemic, and property market weakening persisting. Overall, the market narrative is transitioning away from geopolitical fear and back towards the familiar themes of monetary policy divergence, uneven global growth, and the durability of the recent improvement in risk sentiment, with upcoming Fed communications likely to set the tone for the remainder of the week. That's all for now.